This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning, I'm Bob Oakes. There's been a conflict for months now over a proposed Muslim cemetery in the central Mass town of Dudley. But now federal prosecutors want to determine if Dudley officials violated the Muslim applicants' rights to practice their religion by denying their permit to buy the land and build the burial site. WBUR senior reporter David Boweri looks at the latest development in this heated and drawn-out controversy.
Until now, the fight to keep the cemetery out of Dudley has received little coverage, apart from the daily newspaper in Worcester and WBUR. But with the announcement of a civil rights probe, that's quickly changed. Yesterday, Associated Press, Reuters, The Washington Post, and the major media were all calling Dudley Town Administrator Greg Baloukonis.
It's quite unlike anything I've seen in 33 years.
Why is that?
Well, just a small little town.
A small little town now under the glare of national publicity and soon the spotlight of the new civil rights unit that U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz launched in February. In the third paragraph of yesterday's press release, Ortiz says, "We are committed to protecting the rights of Americans of all faiths," before stating in the last line of the last paragraph that her office has not yet made any determination whether Dudley officials violated any rights.
When the Department of Justice, the U.S. attorney, puts you under a microscope, it's a significant matter.
Attorney Jay Tallerman represents the Islamic Society of Greater Worcester, which applied for but was denied a special use permit to develop a cemetery on 55 acres of old farmland in Dudley.
If I was representing a town that was put under the microscope by U.S. attorney, you can be sure it would get my attention.
While his Muslim clients declined to characterize the motivation of their opponents, Tallerman openly blamed religious bigotry. He was later joined by prominent attorney Howard Cooper of Boston. The Dudley Board of Selectmen had begun to implement another plan to stop the cemetery. They were asserting their right of first refusal to buy the land from the owner and thereby keep her from selling it to the Muslim applicants, as she had once agreed. Cooper threatened to file civil rights claims against both the town and various public officials. Now, the U.S. attorney is investigating the same claims. Here's Cooper.
The federal government has not filed a complaint or a lawsuit. They have simply opened an investigation. But it does say something about the situation that it's gotten our government's attention. They don't just investigate things for no reason at all.
Yesterday's announcement came as no surprise to attorneys for the Islamic Society, who have been in close contact with both the U.S. Attorney's Office and the State Attorney General. The town only caught wind of it a couple of days ago, according to Town Administrator Greg Baloukonis, who is speaking for the selectmen.
The town feels as though it didn't violate anyone's religious rights, including the Islamic Society's. And we don't feel that our practices discriminate against anyone on the basis of religion or religious denomination.
What is clear is that both sides are now negotiating in what they say is good faith. That's a development which was not the case before the Islamic Society filed suit with the state land court and threatened to file a civil rights suit against Dudley as well, or before the American Civil Liberties Union stepped in to help. With mounting legal problems and potential costs and a new attorney brought in by the town's insurer, the Board of Selectmen has suspended any effort to buy the land to stop the cemetery. And officials are speaking diplomatically about reaching a resolution. Again, Baloukonis, the town administrator.
And we are optimistic that those discussions will continue and will turn out to be positive at some point.
Attorneys for the Islamic Society hope that the blunt force impact of a federal investigation will help push the town to acquiesce to a Muslim cemetery rather than stiffen its resistance. Either way, small town Dudley has made the news.
We are. Someday we'll probably go back to being anonymous again.
For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boweri.